Geezers, pleasers, and cheeses. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM. Well, hello. Good evening. And welcome to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with me, Mandy Cullen. It is Saturday the 30th of December and you're listening to Phoenix FM. What we do on this show, on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all of the songs that we do play will be either by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. How about that? But better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door where it belongs and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool, it doesn't need to be trendy to get played, it just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. Oh yes we do.
Oh no you don't.
Oh yes we do, because that's the season, isn't it, at the moment. And as it is the last show of the month, it's the last show of the year, of course, isn't it? So happy new year to you. As it's the last show of the month, what we're going to do is have a few games of Which Chart Wins Your Heart. So what we do is we play a couple of songs from the corresponding years in the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s. And last time we did this, we got as far as 1973, 1983 and 1993. So this week we're going to start at 1974. And coming up in the first half an hour, for your audio delight, we've got some Wizard, we've got the Council Collective and some Murray Head. But first, turn it up, it's Saturday night, here's Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Everybody
Phoenix FM.
There we go. How about that to kick off the last show of the year? First of all, we heard Casey and the Sunshine Band and Sound Your Funky Horde. You know, that was their second UK single release. Their first was Queen of Clubs, and that came earlier in 1974. However, on this day in 1974, Sound Your Funky Horn was falling out of the charts. Last week, it had been at its peak position of number 12, and this week, it had dropped 7 places to number 24. I'm sure I don't need to tell you that Casey and the Sunshine Band's biggest hit came in 1983, when Give It Up reached the top spot. Of course, Give It Up. You hear that now at football grounds, don't you? Of course, you know, it's got different words these days. Usually, it's a player. Then we heard Wizard and Are You Ready to Rock? That was their lucky number 7 single release for Wizard. And on this day in 1974, it had just entered the top 40 and was sitting at number 28. It would eventually peak at number 8 and is their final single release in the UK. That's, of course, that isn't counting I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day, re-entering the charts at least 4 more times. That's got to be a great little earner for them, hasn't it? I do think that a few years ago they had a vote on the nation's favourite Christmas song, and I think Wizard won with I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day, but I can't remember who facilitated that vote or where I heard it. Anyway, so that was Flying the Flag for 1974. Let's move on now to 1984 and see what they have to offer.
Money to make industry progress.
citizens. But as for solidarity, have those demands. In history,
going on 10 months now. Will it take another 10? I'm living on the red light, with what some people said. Just where is the back end from the TUC? If we ain't united, then no lip be.
Think about those brave men, women, and children alive. Build up unions. Those might survive. Better conditions than abject misery. Not supporting the miners is to betray that legacy.
Up
north, the temperature's rising. Down south, she's whining and dining. To the trade union, and the cash can't come to close them. Better stay and try to keep them open. Stretch the mockery of the unity. God's fight on the church of humanity. Try to feel the pain of those seeds burning. Now other things that we take for granted, like the pilot's strike, if we don't agree with the bosses that make those policies. They keep us down and keep us stuck, so it's settle for less than number one.
Tuesday evening for Simp City, it starts at 8 p.m. We have the very best in electronic synth pop electrica in the show. That's Tuesdays, 8 p.m. for Simp City on Phoenix 98 FM.
Bangkok, oriental sitting in the city, don't know what the city is getting. The creme de la creme of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner. Tyrolean star had the chess bars in it. All change, don't you know that when you play at this level, there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
One night in Bangkok, the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but their pulse ain't free.
When your head's down over your pieces, brother.
It's a drag, it's a bore. It's really such a pity to be looking at the bar, not looking at the city.
What do you mean? You see one crowded, polluted, stinking town. Get tired, you're talking to a tourist whose every move's among the purest. I get my kids above the waistline, sunshine. Muddy old river or reclining Buddha. Thank God I'm only watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pulse ain't. You'll find a god in every golden oyster. A little special little history. I can feel
Okay, that was part two of Which Chart Wins Your Heart from 1984. First of all, we heard The Council Collective and Soul Deep Part 1. Do you know, it's called Soul Deep Part 1, but as far as I know, there wasn't a Soul Deep Part 2. Anyway, The Council Collective were put together by Paul Weller, and Soul Deep Part 2 is actually a charity record with all of the proceeds initially going to the miners, who you might remember were striking back in 1984. The proceeds also went to Welsh taxi driver David Wilkie's family, who'd been killed when two striking miners dropped a concrete block on his cab as he drove a miner to work. I don't know if you remember that story in the news at the time. Anyway, as well as the Style Council performing on the record, it also features Jimmy Ruffin and Junior Giscombe. It's a good tune though, isn't it? I really like that one. Anyway, on this day in 1984, it was at number 28 and sliding out of the charts, having already reached its peak position of number 24. Personally, I thought it would have done a lot better than that, than 24, because it is a good tune. And of course, it's Paul Weller as well, and he's got such a big following. Anyway, next then we heard Murray Head and One Night in Bangkok. That song is taken from the musical Chess, and it's written by Benny and Bjorn Ababa alongside Tim Rice, of course. Murray Head is also the brother of actor Anthony Head, and Anthony Head found fame in the 1980s Gold Blend adverts, if you're old enough to remember the Gold Blend couple. Anthony Head, of course, has had roles in plenty of other TV shows, and I shouldn't really just call him part of the Gold Blend couple, really, should I? Anyway, that was Murray Head's biggest hit. It just missed out on the top 10, peaking at number 12, but on this day in 1984, it just dropped three places from that peak and was sitting at number 15. Okay, so that's what we've heard from 1974, we've heard from 1984, so 1994, what do you got?
Flirty, but now my love is true. Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it. Every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is LA. All I want to do is have a little fun before I die. Sit the man next to me out of nowhere. Just apropos of nothing. He says his name is William. I'm sure he's Bill, Billy, or Mac, or Buddy.
Two songs there, back to back, flying the flag for 1994. First of all, we heard Pat O'Banton and Baby Come Back. You know, that song has just got a really good feeling to it, hasn't it? I mean, it just automatically puts you in a good mood, a bit like when you're eating chocolate, or even better, like roast potatoes with lashings of gravy. Anyway, Pat O'Banton, Baby Come Back. It was, of course, originally a number one hit for the Equals back in 1968. Do you know, Pat O'Banton equaled that feat, and he took it to number one in 1994. It had been bit earlier, though, in 1994. On this day, it was sitting at number 17 and had been in the charts for 14 weeks. And if you think it sounds a little bit like UB40, that's because brothers Robin and Ali Campbell from UB40 also appear on the record. Then we heard Sheryl Crow and All I Want to Do. Do you know, I'm probably not the only one who was introduced to Sheryl Crow through that record. It was actually her fourth single release, and coincidentally, it peaked at number 4 in the charts on this day in 1994. It was moving in the wrong direction and was at number 24, two places down from last week's number 22, actually. It did make it to number 1 in both Australia and Canada, and of course, you might remember that Sheryl Crow did do a theme tune to a James Bond film, and that was Tomorrow Never Dies, which was the 18th James Bond film, and it starred, of course, Pierce Brosnan as 007. Do you know what? And despite doing that theme tune, All I Want to Do is her biggest UK hit. Right then, so which chart wins your heart? We had from 1974, Casey and the Sunshine Band Sound Your Funky Horn and Wizard, Are You Ready to Rock? Then we heard from 1984, The Council Collective, Soul Deep Part 1, and Murray Head, One Night in Bangkok. Then from 1994, we heard Pato Banton, Baby Comeback, and Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do. So it's up to you. Which chart wins your heart? Are you a 70s, 80s, or 90s kind of kid? It's what I say every week, there are no wrong answers on this. It's just whatever you prefer. It's brilliant, isn't it? No wrong answers, whatever you like. So 70s, 80s, or 90s, what kind of kid are you? Okay, so you are listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Mandy Cullen. It's Saturday, the 30th of December. A very happy new year to you. What we do on this show is play songs from the 70s, 80s and 90s, as you might have gathered by now. And all of the songs we play will be either by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool or trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff. So this week we're having a game of which chart wins your heart, as you might have already gathered. And now we're up to 1975. So here's two songs back to back from 1975 for us to decide which chart wins your heart.
Hi, I'm Ben Simmons. Join me every Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity and a wide variety of good song.
This is
the show
that goes like this.
Phew, wasn't sure I was going to be able to fit all that into a 30-second...
Okay, kicking off round two of Which Chart Wins Your Heart, we heard two songs from 1975. First of all, we heard 10cc and Art for Art's Sake. On this day in 1975, that one had just stalled on its way up the charts and was a non-mover at number 17. But in the new year, it would go on to peak at number 5. It was their seventh top 10 single, and it's taken from their album, How Dare You, which these days reminds me of the Catherine Tate character Derek. I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. Art for Art's Sake went on to one place higher in Ireland, and there it peaked at number four. Then we heard Slade and In for a Penny. That one just missed out on the top 10, peaking at legs 11 at the beginning of December 1975. It was now dropping down the charts, although it had just paused at number 25, where it had been residing last week as well. This is taken from their Nobody's Fool album. And, you know, according to an interview in 1986, Jim Lee, the bassist and co-writer of that song, said that Slade watched their performance on Top of the Pops at Freddie Mercury's flat because Queen were also on the same show. Now, Jim Lee said that they were blown away by Bohemian Rhapsody, but Freddie Mercury just didn't seem to think it was all that special. I mean, these days it wins the best single of all time in the charts, doesn't it? Even now. I mean, how many years later is that? What's that? 25? Oh, gosh, too many. 48 years later or something like that. And, of course, Bohemian Rhapsody, as we talked about last week, is the only song to have been a Christmas number one twice. OK, so that was from the 1970s, 1975 to be precise. What has 1985 got to offer? Well, here we go. Let's find out.
Yeah.
Xanthi Behrmann for 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Mellencamp or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. And we're not little children, and we know what we want.
Making their challenge for which chart wins your heart was two songs there back to back from 1985. First of all, we heard Elton John and Wrap Her Up. You probably noticed that George Michael provides backing vocals on that track. When we're actually still together at this point, but it was the following year, 1986, that they'd go their separate ways. And I should also mention that Kiki Dee is on backing vocals as well, and she's one of the names that George Michael sings towards the end of the song. Anyway, on this day in 1985, the record was sitting at number 19 in the charts. up one place from last week's number 20. In the new year, it would go on to peak at number 12 in the chart, so just missing out on the top 10. Then we heard Talking Heads and Road to Nowhere. I am never, ever going to pass up the opportunity to play some Talking Heads. They're a band I think never really got the chart success that they deserved in the UK. Well, Road to Nowhere is their only top 10. It peaked at number 6, and on this day in 1985, it was tumbling out of the charts and was sitting at number 31, so it just dropped out of the top 30. It's taken from their album Little Creatures, which is a great record, by the way, if you ever get a chance to listen to it from beginning to end. Do you know, we don't really do that anymore, do we? Just sit down and listen to an entire album. Just the way we listen to music has just changed so much, hasn't it? Okay, so now we are up to 1995. So let's see what's flying the flag for the 90s.
Something I haven't tried, perhaps I bottled before my eyes. No, I shouldn't do it. You see no reason why she'd blow your mind. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. And through the haze, the sun goes down. It's getting late, let's hit the town. Call some friends to paint it red. Beat the animal in your head. You know you shouldn't do it. You see no reason why she'd blow your mind. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. They throw you out, you hit the night. You go to a club, you feel alright. You get a pill, you take take the rest of it for a laugh. No, you shouldn't do it. You see no reason why she blow your mind. Yeah, yeah, across the floor, you think you see the one in your dreams, your fantasy. But that last drink has made you blind. You need the bar, but it's hard to find. You know you shouldn't do it. You see no reason why she blow your mind. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. The brand new game you want to try, you're lining them up, but it's the first to die. You think you find, but it's time to leave. Fall back to yours for a cup of tea. You know you shouldn't do it. You see no reason why she blow your mind.
This is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8pm until 10. The best in Indian alternative music, old and new. Live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists. Great new Indian alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
Already been told. trying to say. Everybody wants to sell what's already been sold. Everybody wants to tell what's already been told. What's the use of money if you ain't gonna break the mold? Even at the center of the fight, there is cold. I'm back winter ain't gone.
Official member of the new power generation. Welcome to the dawn.
There we go. Staking their claim for which chart wins your heart. Two songs from 1995. First of all, we heard The Levellers and Just the One. I mean, if you're going around saying to people Just the One over Christmas, you're basically lying to yourself, aren't you? On this day, 1995, The Levellers had just dropped two places from their peak. I just made myself laugh. Sorry. On this day in 1995, The Levellers had just dropped two places from their peak position of number 12 and was sitting